ओम शांति। 12th August 2019 मंडे। स्लोगन, इन ऑर्डर टू बिकम वर्ल्ड एम्परर, बिकम द वन हु गिव्स सकाश टू द वर्ल्ड। इफ यू वॉन्ट टू बिकम वर्ल्ड एम्परर, become the one who gives sakash to the world. Probably this is the new word that has been introduced by Baba, because we don't find the mention of this world, this word, in any literature of the world. This is a neologism. Neologism means new word, which Baba has added. To the world of language. So with Sakash, multiple questions are associated. The first, what is Sakash? The second, the necessity of Sakash. Why should we give Sakash? The third, qualifications needed for the sender. Who can give Sakash? The next, qualifications needed for the receiver. Who can receive Sakash? Next, what are the means and methods of giving Sakash? Next, why should we give Sakash? Why to give Sakash? Next, how to give Sakash? How to give it? It will come in the means and method. Remove this. Then, benefits. What are the benefits of giving Sakash? Time. When to give Sakash? When? Next, how to know that your Sakash has gone? What is the proof? Otherwise, sitting and giving Sakash and leading a life of self-complacency that our Sakash is reaching, where it has not even penetrated the wall where you were there. And then, what are the difficulties in giving Sakash? So these are so many questions associated with Sakash. The first thing is, what is the definition of Sakash? The word Sakash has been used first time probably in 1968 when Vishwakishore Bhau was sick and Baba was sitting whole night. And when he was asked, Baba, what were you doing? Baba said, the child is sick and I was giving him Sakash. So what is the definition of Sakash? What is Sakash? How do you define Sakash? Sakash means pure positive vibrations. Sakash means pure feelings. Sakash means vibes, oscillations, fluctuations, resonance, reverberations. Anything that vibrates and spreads, this is Sakash. Sakash means pure thoughts. Pure thoughts, positive thoughts. Vibes of those thoughts, that is what is Sakash. So, definition. The next question is, we will come to the another question, why to give Sakash? As I said, the world is an ocean of vibrations. and everything is vibrating. Whatever I think, that goes out. Nothing in the world is static. Nothing is in the stage of inertia. Everything is reverberating. Everything is oscillating. Everything is in the stage of fluctuation. So also the thoughts. The microcosm and the microcosm. Everything is moving. So what I think goes out. So why to give, Sakash? Why to give? It is our profession. We are the experts in giving, Sakash. We have done some graduations and post-graduations in Sakash. So we are the only one who are having some degrees in Sakash. So this is a nice degree. Okay, so that's our profession. One, then, why to give, Sakash? Because we are ancestors. We are the progenitors of the world. We are the forefathers of the world. That's why we have to give Sakash. Why we have to give Sakash? Because the world has become Tamo Pradhan. Because the world has become powerless. Because the souls are suffering. Because the souls are in the stage of spiritual lassitude. There is a total loosening of moral values. And the irreligion is getting the upper hand. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani. So this is the time of deterioration of religions. And the irreligion is getting the upper hand. And that's why there is a need of Sakash to the world. So the world is going from bad to worse. That's why we have to give Sakash. And souls are powerless. That's why we have to give Sakash. What else? Because all the three authorities are in the stage of upheaval. Dharma Satta, the religion is unstable. Political anarchy. One political party is against another political party. So in the politics, there is a lot of disturbance. At a very subtle level, science is fluctuating. The concepts of science keep on changing. How can they really help the world? That's why we have to give Sakash. What else? Why we have to give Sakash? If not we, then who? That's the question. If not we, then who? Anything else? That's it. Souls are weak, souls are powerless. Souls don't have the powers, they don't have the knowledge because there is an ignorance spread in the world. Everywhere. And they don't have even the knowledge of Sakash. So that's why we have to empower this world. The world is suffering and we can relieve the sufferings of this world. So that is the reason we have to give Sakash. The next is, what are the qualifications needed for a person to give Sakash? Complete purity is the first qualification that is needed. If you have to become the giver of Sakash, the first thing is complete purity, complete vicelessness. Then you should be full. Then only you can give. Then you should be a donor. You should be a generous hearted. You should have love within your heart for the souls. You should have pure and positive feelings, just as Baba said in yesterday's Murli. No matter who they are, what they are, give them the limb of support. Give them the wings of enthusiasm. Give them the sweets. Because they are disheartened. So, you alone can help them. So, that is the second qualification. What else? What qualities are needed for a Sakash giver? Detachment. He should be in the angelic stage. He should have practiced this angelic form a lot. He should be a practicer of spiritual drills again and again. Then only you can give Sakash. And he should know the importance of Sakash. Only when you know the importance of something, then you can give it. Otherwise, how will he give? He should know the correct method of giving it. Then only he will be called Sakash giver. We'll slightly divert from the topic. There is something which is known as telepathy. What is telepathy? There are many words associated here. ESP, extrasensory perception. Sixth sense, intuition, premonition. Related words. Telepathy is mind-to-mind communication. Telepathy is mind-to-mind communication without sensory perception. So in telepathy, there are two things. One is receiver, one is sender, and another is receiver. If you want to practice telepathy, they divide telepathy into many stages. The first stage is there should be one receiver and one sender. They should be sitting in two different rooms or slightly away from each other. They should not see each other. So that is the first. The second is they both should have faith in the science of telepathy. That whatever the sender is receiving, receiver should feel I am receiving, and the sender should feel it very intimately that I am sending out thoughts to him. The second thing which is needed is faith, trust in the science of telepathy. In telepathy, there are two people and they both are doing experiments. But in Sakash, probably the receiver is unaware that we are giving him. Any Sakash. But in telepathy, both know, yes. So they sit in two different rooms. He will send out vibrations and he will receive it. They should have faith in the science of telepathy. And then next is visualization. This sender should visualize the receiver. And how will he visualize? You see him sitting in front of your eyes, even though he's not there. And to start with, you can take his photograph and see it first for a long time. If you want to give Sakash to any person, see his photograph for a long time. And then keep it aside and visualize and imagine he's there. Put colors into that picture. And then see. Visualize him in as much detail as possible. The receiver, the sender should see receiver. Very clear cut. And then he can send out Sakash. And then they say what you have to do is imagine there is a silver tube connecting the sender and receiver. The sender should see that there is a silver tube which is connecting my mind and his mind. And my thoughts are passing through that tube and entering his mind. This is what they teach in mental telepathy. This is a mental telepathy. This is not a spiritual telepathy. This is known as the science of mental telepathy. Telepathic science. This is also known as parapsychology. Some people call it pseudoscience. So imagine a silver tube which is connecting that soul and my soul. And I am sending out, my thoughts are going. And then next step is strong emotional charging. You should be emotionally charged. You should feel that yes, the thoughts which are there in my heart are reaching this person. That is the next stage in telepathy. So a silver tube through which the thoughts are entering. And then emotional charging. And now what are the receiver? A receiver should see and try to. And one more. First, physical relaxation. One should be physically relaxed while giving telepathy, while doing telepathy. One should be mentally relaxed also. All the unnecessary thoughts should be decluttered, removed from the mind. These are the two more steps. And the next, what the receiver should do, he should sit with a pen and paper and try to write what is coming. And then after the experiment is finished, verify. Okay, if you are giving me Sakash, I will try to write what you are sending. You are sending vibration of purity, and what I am receiving, oh, something is coming from there. Purity. Or something, whatever. Or you are trying to remind me that I have to return back your money, which I forgot. Then suddenly I'll remember. So something, the receiver should write down on a page of paper, and the last, they should meet together and verify. So these are all the steps of telepathy. Mental telepathy. Reiki is also something like that. Knowing, this is something which is done knowingly. This is a sort of experiment. Sakash is different, we'll come to it. That's why I said we have gone off the track. What a telepathy. But that's actually not telepathy. That's actually, many other words are there, like sixth sense, intuition. I am trying to remember somebody and that person comes in front of me. I am trying to think of somebody and that person's call I receive immediately. And I say, oh, I was just thinking of you only. So that's what, how the thought reached that person. So in the universe, everybody is connected. Each soul is connected, and the one whom we are emotionally connected, they will get to know many things. For example, in India, the warriors, especially Rajputs, when they are gone for a fight and suddenly that person is killed, the wife here gets to know. Or that plate falls down. Or the lamp gets extinguished. No, it has, the lamp has nothing to do with his death. Or the plate falling down has nothing to do with the death of the person. But things happen like that. So there is some connection in the universe. Everything is linked, everything is connected. To whom, whosoever, we are emotionally attached. Whatever that happens to the person, we get to know here. So that's what is in this world of vibes. So, coming back to Sakash. What are the qualifications of a sender? He should be pure. He should be filled with pure vibrations. He should be having good wishes and pure thoughts. And he should be practicing it. He should know the importance of Sakash. He should be detached. He should be detached. This is one of the top qualifications. That doesn't mean that if you have not, we are trying, no? So keep on trying. That depends on the quality. The purer you become, the stronger your Sakash will be. But that doesn't mean that the less pure will not give Sakash. Sakash is something that happens in spite of you. As I said, everything is vibrating. Even when I am thinking I am not giving any Sakash, I am still giving Sakash. Each and every soul is already giving Sakash. This is a new terminology that Baba has used and made it a protocol that do this. Otherwise, every soul is vibrating with thoughts and every thought is reaching out. And mostly these are negative thoughts. Only when they are positive, we call it Sakash. So, we are already doing it, but now we have to do it as a seva. So, you are also right, but... So, this is the third question. Next question. Qualification of a receiver. Now here, the receiver is unknown. It's not like that experiment where the receiver also tries to catch. Here the receiver is ignorant. Here the receiver is in sorrow. So, but still, here you can turn the question in such a way, if you want to receive Sakash from Baba, then what are the qualifications? So if I want to receive something from Baba, first thing, again purity. Again detachment. Again my intellect should be clear. Then only I can catch what he is sending me. Otherwise I cannot. If I am to catch, Baba uses two words, catching power and touching power. So what, well, he something should happen to me when he gives. So only in the pure souls he will touch, whose intellects are clear, whose hearts are clean, then only the touching happens, otherwise it will not happen. So clean and clear heart. So receiver, sender, and now coming to another question, when to give Sakash? That should be the last answer. when to give Sakash. First, Amrit Villa. Second, evening. And third, traffic control. These are the three important things. Fourth, when you are going to do some important seva. That time, you should give seva, Sakash, to that area, that place, those persons. Next, when there is some obstruction in the seva. Suddenly, obstacle has come. Some hurdle, some difficulty, some hitch, some complication. Something has happened that time. Then, when to give Sakash? When you are extremely busy in between. Stop and give Sakash in between. Even if you do it for 2 seconds, you will become powerful. That is said in today's blessing. Then, in some different situations, like you are caught up in traffic, give Sakash. Rather than blaming the government for not constructing the roads well, and rather than complaining the police department that they are not looking after well, it's best that people who are there in that traffic jam are already distressed. So send out vibrations to them. So what is the timing? Timing is morning, traffic control, evening, and these are the situations where you give Sakash. Or when you get bad news. When you listen, bad news. That time, send out vibrations. When you listen that so and so person has left the mortal coil or has contracted some incurable disease or admitted, whatever. So, that is the timing, when to give Sakash. Now, from where to give Sakash? That is another question. From where to give Sakash? First, wherever you are, from there start giving Sakash. Then, go to the subtle world and go give the Sakash from subtle world. Then go to the Paramdham, give Sakash from the Paramdham. Then go and sit on the top of the cycle and give Sakash. Then go and sit at the root of the trees and give the Sakash. Which tree? Kalpa, this. You can go to any tree otherwise. Go and sit at the root of the tree and give Sakash. Go to nature and give Sakash. Become an angel and give Sakash. Or invoke souls or go there. Those who can't go, give them home delivery. But those who can come to your department, serve them there. So both ways. So that is another question. When to give Sakash? From where to give Sakash? And why to give Sakash? We already saw. Now what is the method? Methodology. Another is means of giving Sakash. Means are pure thoughts, pure feelings. These are the means, vibrations. And what is the method of giving Sakash? What is the method? There should be at least 10 steps of giving Sakash. First, invoke the souls. Invoke the souls in front of your eyes. Then, talk with them. Talk with the souls. What they want. How are they? Baba has often said, invoke souls and start talking with them. So invoking them, avahan. And then, talk with them. And then, you can do multiple experiments. Through your eyes, through your hands, through your forehead. Send out some vibrations. So empower them. Then you can keep your hand on their heads and bless them. So giving blessings to the souls. You can bless them. And then fill them with God's love, spiritual powers, and see them becoming an angel. See them becoming an angel in front of your eyes. And also see that now they are going and serving others. So, and then also see that the time has come and now all the souls are going back. So multiple things can be done. Help them. Angels are those who help. Angels are those who are helpers of mankind. Angels are those who guide mankind. Angels are those who show them the right path because they are lost. So how to give Sakash? Now what are the difficulties in giving Sakash? Problems. If you are physically sick, difficult to give Sakash. You should be physically healthy, first of all. But yes, when you become sick, that is also the time to become to give Sakash. But you should have practice. Another thing in the criteria for receiver as sender is he should be situated in self-respect. Then only he can give Sakash. He should be soul conscious, he should be God conscious, he should be generous hearted, he should be loveful, he should have love for the humankind. He should be kind. It's known as milk of human kindness. In English, they call it milk of human kindness. Bhutadaya. Milk of human kindness. Okay, so what are the difficulties in giving Sakash? Power is less, so your Sakash will not go. Bondages. No vairagya. Attachments. If suppose mother is thinking, let me give Sakash to my daughter. She is giving Sakash. It will never reach. Because she is attached to that person. Without vairagya, Sakash cannot go. For Sakash, you should be totally detached from the person. Otherwise, your Sakash will return back. Boomerang. You should have love, because love is a divine virtue and attachment is vice. You should have a total detachment. Otherwise, mother is thinking, or wife is thinking, let me give Sakash to my husband every day. He keeps on drinking wine. He is alcoholic. Let me de-addict him just with the power of my Sakash. But she is so much attached to him. So if you have too much negativity and positive attachment, you cannot, your Sakash will not go. You hate somebody and you are giving Sakash to that person. It will not work. For Sakash, your mind should be very clean, very pure, very detached, very, very, at a very higher platform. If you are physically attached to somebody, how can you give Sakash? Impossible. So for Sakash, the first criterion is detachment. So difficulties in giving Sakash is person is attached, so Sakash doesn't reach. Then what are the other difficulties? Distractions, concentration is not there, lack of love, lack of generosity. What else? Okay, so now last question. How do you know that my Sakash has reached? I have given, but whether it has reached or not? You feel happiness, you feel light, you feel powerful. And that person will definitely receive it. Because everything is in the mind. So, when you give a very powerful Sakash, you will get to know that it has gone. And when you are not given it, your mind is distracted, not concentrated. You know it has not gone. So, your own personal experience only tells you that Sakash has gone or not gone. You will not receive any message, that message delivered. But yes, you can receive if you have given it very powerfully. It has definitely gone. Because as I said, everything is connected in the universe. Everything is connected. So, it will go. It's all in the mind. Any other question in Sakash? When to give, how to give, where to give, whom to give. Achha, now another is whom to give. That is remaining. Whom to give? Five criteria. First, your own body. Give to your own body. Second, five elements. Then, worldly souls. And then, Brahmin souls. They also need Sakash. They are also in the stage of upheaval. And, fifth, advanced party. So the other five categories. In the Brahmins, huge category is there. All the BK centers, all the sisters, all the brothers, all the mothers. That will come in worldly souls. So, and benefits of giving Sakash? What are the benefits of giving Sakash? We are empowering others. In that process, we are getting empowered ourselves. Then, benefits. God has told we have become obedient children. So that is a benefit. We are following Srimat, because to give Sakash is a Srimat. What else? Mind becomes concentrated. What else? Free from waste thoughts. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, you swim in the ocean of this knowledge. You play with the jewels of this knowledge. You enjoy, you entertain and imbibe each and every point of knowledge. If you remain, if you do so, you will remain free from all the vyarth, all the waste, all the parachintan, thoughts of about others. What are the benefits? Positive vibrations will spread in the world if you give Sakash. What else? We will become complete. What else? Our mind will get purified. Tanme mana shiva sankalpamastu. Oh, my mind, become pure. It will become with this shiva sankalp, with this pure thoughts. It will purify. So atmosphere will become pure. So many benefits are there of Sakash. And those souls would definitely get benefited. If I am sending something, it will receive. There are sniffer dogs with police. If there is a theft here, that dog will go and catch that thief. Now a thief who is doing an extremely filthy act is leaving his vibrations there. We are doing the highest act. So will we not leave the vibrations? When I send something, it has to go. When I am emerging a thought that my pure thoughts are going in the world, they will go. So, today's slogan once more. In order to become a world emperor, and this is one more benefit. If you want to become world emperor, Vishwa Maharajan, give the one who gives Sakash, the Vishwa, to the world. So give Sakash. Om Shanti.